Hey guys, so yesterday was the U.S. Army's birthday. That's right, big old happy birthday to the U.S. Army. And because I served in the Army from 2013 until 2017 as an infantry officer after graduating from the Indiana University of Pennsylvania with a degree in nutrition, I wanted to make a podcast episode and talk about how joining the Army and commissioning into the U.S. Army changed the course of my life forever. The things that I learned, the opportunities that I was allowed and provided, and the experiences that I had changed my life. And I want to talk all about that. So let's dive in to today's episode. You are listening to the Bear Performance Podcast, where we discuss topics on fitness, nutrition, business, and leadership to help you perform at your highest level and go on more. I'm your host, Nick Bear, founder of Bear Performance Nutrition and prior U.S. Army infantry officer. We've scaled our brand through our core pillars of transparency, service, and integrity. And now I want to share with you, through our experience and our guests, how you can optimize your life. Welcome to the show. All right, there is a lot to unpack and unfold in this episode. I want to kick off with talking about what made me join the Army in the first place. And I was a high school student. I was probably a freshman or sophomore in high school. And I was up in Pennsylvania. Palmyra, Pennsylvania is where I grew up. And at the time, the Hetrick side of the family, my mom's side of the family, they came from a military background. My grandpa served in the Air Force. My uncle, Gary, he served in the Army as an infantry officer. And then his son, Matt, served in the Army in the famous 101st Airborne Division. And when Matt was in the 101st, when he joined, war was very kinetic. And he had multiple deployments from Afghanistan and Iraq. And he'd come home on R&R, and he'd have dinner with the family back in Pennsylvania. And I remember this one specific time. It was like, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a dinner at my Uncle Gary's house, which is about 20 minutes away from my parents' house. It was in the country a little bit. My grandparents were there. My cousins were there. And I remember Matt walking in the door, coming back. I think he was in Afghanistan at the time. And he came in, he was in uniform, and I could just see he changed. Like, he became a man. He grew up and he had this sense of honor and duty and like respect. And I could just see it. I could see it in the way he walked and the way he talked, and I could see it just in his face. He was just very proud of what he was doing. And I remember then we were at the dinner table and my grandma asked Matt, do you enjoy what you're doing? Like, do you enjoy being in the military? And I remember like it was yesterday. I remember what I was wearing. I was wearing this purple Banana Republic t-shirt. And Matt looked over at my grandma and he said, doesn't really matter if I enjoy it. Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to step up. Somebody has to volunteer and serve and join and fight. And the moment he said that, it just struck this nerve in my body, which made me realize I have to do that same exact thing. I have a responsibility. I have an obligation to serve myself. And that was the moment. I hear and I see all the time, people ask, you know, why did you join? Not just me, but other people. You know, why did you join? Why did you decide to go enlist? Or why did you decide to do ROTC and commission or go to OCS? And everyone always has a story. But I mean, my story, it stands out to me so much because there was an actual moment when I said, I have to do this. There's really no other option. I have to do this. So shortly after that, Matt went back to Afghanistan. His R&R was done. His 2 weeks were done. And I applied maybe weeks after for an Army ROTC scholarship. And I knew of the Army ROTC program because, well, that's the program my Uncle Gary went through to earn his commission. And he went to Drexel University. And I knew of the program. So at the time I applied, it wasn't super competitive. Today, And years after I applied, this program, this scholarship got very competitive because if you get the full scholarship through an Army ROTC program, they pay for tuition, they give you money for books, you get a monthly stipend. It's a great deal. Obviously, you owe a military obligation after that. And if you don't serve that military obligation, you got to pay that money back. You know, the government isn't just going to give you money for no reason, at least in this case. And I applied for the scholarship. I had to do a PT physical fitness test. I had to do an interview. I had to do a few other things, but I was awarded the scholarship. I got the scholarship. Me and one other person in my high school got it, which meant that I could go to any school that I got into for free as long as they had an Army ROTC program. And man, my sights were set on some big schools. I wanted to go to College of Charleston, which is in South Carolina. Beautiful university. If you've ever been to Charleston, South Carolina, it is amazing place. I fell in love with this school. I applied for University of South Carolina. You know, I knew one thing after high school. I knew I wanted to push south. That's one thing I knew. And I applied to all these schools down south around South Carolina. And what happened was I didn't get accepted into any of them, mainly because of my grades. My grades weren't bad. My grades were good. They just weren't great. They weren't amazing. You know, I was able to get into College of Charleston for the spring semester, but I wanted to go right away. I just wanted to go into college for the fall semester. So I knew that there was one school that I could definitely get into. That was the Indiana University of Pennsylvania, IUP. No relationship to Indiana University. I get that question a lot. I'll be, you know, walking around and meeting someone. They say, oh, where'd you go to school? I say, Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And they say, oh, IUPUI, Indiana. I said, no, it's a school. It's in the town of Indiana in Pennsylvania. It's not a branch campus of anything, actually. They should change the name, but IUP, which is often confused and interchanged with IEP, standing for I Usually Party. So it was in Western Pennsylvania, and I knew I would get accepted into IEP, which I did. And they had and have a really good Army ROTC program. There were about 120 cadets in that program. So I decided, hey, I'm going to IEP. It's about 4 hours from home. Western PA definitely wasn't south. Definitely wasn't south. But hey, I got into a school, Army ROTC program. I'm on a full scholarship. They're paying for my tuition. They're giving me money for books. I'm getting a monthly stipend. It's a great, great opportunity. And I highly recommend the Army ROTC program. Highly recommend it. I always will. I think it's an amazing program and a great opportunity for students or kids or people that want to, one, serve our country and join the military, but also want a great experience and a great education. I think Army ROTC programs, ROTC programs, which stands for the Reserve Officer Training Corps. Those programs at universities are amazing, especially at IEP. So I go through the Army ROTC program and I'm studying nutrition. I earn my bachelor's of nutrition. I do 4 years. I graduate college. I was able to branch, which is what you're going to do in the military. I branched infantry. So I knew I was going to be an infantry officer upon graduation. And we graduated in May, graduated and commissioned in May of 2013 from IUP. And after that, I knew my next duty station, temporary duty station, was Fort Benning, Georgia. Fort Benning, Georgia is the home of the infantry. There's a lot of training schools there. That's where infantry soldiers go to get their blue cord. There's airborne school there, ranger school there. There's some units there, but it's a big training facility. Fort Benning it's massive. And I really enjoyed Fort Benning. I really did. I lived off post at this apartment complex called Independence Place. And I remember packing up my truck. I had this, I'm going to give you some details. These details don't really add to the story, but it's just what's popping in my head right now. I was driving at the time a Nissan Titan. And I loved this truck. I absolutely loved this truck. And I drove this truck from Pennsylvania down to Fort Benning, Georgia with everything that I owned, which all fit in a truck. It wasn't much. Everything to my name fit in this truck and drove down to Fort Benning, Georgia. I pulled into Independence Place. And I remember sitting in that parking lot before going up to my room thinking, man, this next chapter of life is about to get started. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where it's going to take me, but it is going to be an amazing opportunity. And I knew that. I knew that when you think about it, at this point, it was 2013. And before commissioning, when I decided I wanted to join the Army, that was 6-7 years before that. So for 6 to 7 years, I knew I was going to get to this moment in time. I knew it was coming and I was so excited for it, but I was patient. I was patient for my time to come. And 6 to 7 years after deciding I have an obligation to serve, I arrive at the door of my apartment where it's all about to only just get started. And here I am sitting in my truck, thinking back to how amazing this opportunity was going to be. And for the first time in my life, I felt like I grew up. You know, going to college, that was a big transition in life. You leave home, and you're not living under the rules and regulations of mom and dad anymore. Now you're responsible, more responsible for yourself in college and doing the things that you have to do in order to move on to that next phase of life and hopefully succeed. And I made it through that point. And this next phase now is more responsibility. And I could really feel it on my shoulders. I remember graduating college, and in between the time of graduating college and getting to Fort Benning, Georgia, I was nervous and intimidated. And what I was nervous and intimidated by and for was the fact that I knew in about a year after that, I was going to go to Fort Hood, Texas, which was my duty station that I was assigned for after Fort Benning, Georgia. And I knew when I got to Fort Hood, Texas, I was going to have the opportunity to be an infantry platoon leader, responsible for the training and welfare of 40 plus infantry soldiers and non-commissioned officers. And the reason this scared and intimidated me so much is because here I am, this brand new second lieutenant in US Army with zero experience, a college education, no formal military training. You know, we trained in ROTC, and I went to air assault school when I was in ROTC, got my air assault wings and went to some training, but no like very rigid military, fully submerged military training. And I was intimidated by the fact that I knew when I got to Fort Hood, Texas, I was going to be responsible for leading soldiers and non-commissioned officers with 20 years plus experience in the military, with multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan and war experience, been in firefights and have experienced a whole lot more than me. And I knew when I arrived as this brand new Butterbar second lieutenant that I was going to be a platoon leader and responsible for these people. And I was nervous that they were going to look up to me and just think I was a joke. So I knew when I got to Fort Benning, Georgia, I had a year to really get my shit together and learn as much as possible. And when I got to Fort Benning, Georgia, that was the goal. It was to learn as much as possible about the military, the army, infantry, battle drills, leadership, just soak up everything I could. And this is where my life started to change. This is where I really, these gears in my head started to pivot and shift, because I knew that I had to force this growth. I knew it was up to me. Like it's a choice. And I say this all the time. Growth is a choice. It's not by chance. And a lot of different things in life, people can go through the same exact thing. You can go through the same exact school with someone, have the same job as someone, maybe even have the same exact traumatic experience. Maybe you're in an accident or you get robbed, you get attacked, whatever it is, you go through some sort of life experience. You can put two people through the same exact thing, and those two people are going to pull completely different and opposite things from those experiences and have different perspective on both. I guarantee that. I'm a firm believer in that. And when I got to Fort Benning and we're starting training, I looked at some people and I realized they were just going through the motions. They thought that growth was by chance and it was just going to happen. And then I watched the people who were actively pursuing growth and forcing it and reading and learning and asking the questions and volunteering. And I wanted to follow that group. I wanted to learn from them because I knew they would force growth. And that's what I did. And the Infantry Officer Basic Course, or IBOLC, Infantry Officer Basic Leader Course, IBOLC, I believe it was about 17 weeks. Some of it was skill level one tactics. We were learning about weapons, battle drills, operation orders. We were in the field for probably 9 of those 17 weeks out in training, pretty much getting ready for Ranger School. IBOLC essentially is prepping you for Ranger School with sleep and food deprivation, learning the battle drills, learning operations orders, the weapons, and working as a team. And I graduated from the Infantry Officer Basic Leader Course, it's a mouthful, IBOLC, with my blue cord. So I was officially an infantryman, an infantry officer, after earning the blue cord. And I realized and learned that I grew a lot from this moment in this school. But I knew the next phase was going to get harder and it was going to be more tough. And, you know, I'm reading a book right now, which essentially I can apply to my entire life. And that book is called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. It's by Marshall Goldsmith. And the intent of it is that so many people will look back at their past and essentially romanticize about their past and think that the past will carry them into the future. And you know, the one thing I learned in this point in my life when I graduated Infantry Officer Basic Leader Course, we're just gonna call it IBOLC from here on out. When I graduated IBOLC and I was getting ready to go to Ranger School, I knew that what got me to this point was essential. It was critical and it was a great and necessary learning experience, but it wasn't gonna take me into the future. I had to take myself into the future, continue to learn, take advantage of opportunities, grow and adapt and pivot when I have to. And I've applied that to every chapter in my life. Now, even right now, as I'm looking on how to grow the company and grow the team and bring the right people on and where we're moving next with Bayer Performance Nutrition, I'm proud of what we've done in the past and what has led us to the level of success we have achieved so far. But what we've done in the past isn't necessarily going to work to take us to where we want to and need to be in the future. We have to get innovative. We have to be creative. It's going to be hard decisions. And typically choosing the harder decision over the easy decision leads to the right decision. And that's where I'm at right now in business. You know, I've been at these points in my life and I've learned from them. I can identify them and I realize when I'm at a point like going into Ranger School after IBOLC, I knew that what got me there wasn't necessarily going to take me to success in the future. And I had to learn this the hard way. I did, because there was a select few spots to go to Ranger School. And I believe the starting date, I believe, was the end of January, maybe like January 23rd of 2014, something like that. And this course date was considered the best Ranger School course date. And what that meant was that if you entered Ranger School on this date, if you failed any phases, you were going to have a 6-week holdover. So essentially there's 6 weeks until the next phase starts and you're just sitting in Ranger School doing details and working for the school until you re-enter the school. And I thought to myself, you know what? I've been successful this far in my life. I'm going to go for this course date. I'm going to go straight through. I'm going to graduate Ranger School in 61 days. That's what I'm going to do. Watch me. So I tried out for a slot. There were a select few slots. I was awarded that slot to go into the school on this date, the best Ranger School course date. And I entered Ranger School and I did wrap week, the Ranger assessment phase week. And then I went into the first phase, which is Darby. It's a 3-week leadership assessment and I failed. I failed patrols, which essentially is what happens in the three phases of Ranger School. The first week is techniques, where they're teaching you how to conduct the operations that you are about to be tested on. And then after that first week, you then go into evaluations where you're conducting patrols, you're conducting missions, simulated missions in the woods, whether that be Fort Benning, Georgia, the mountains of Georgia, or the swamps of Florida. You're conducting these missions and these operations, and there's leadership positions that are held. And if the mission is deemed successful and you've done what you had to do to earn your go, which is essentially meaning you passed, you can pass that phase if you don't mess up other things about the phase and you can move on to the next one. Well, in the Darby phase, which is the first phase of Ranger School, I failed, which meant I was lucky enough to have a 6-week stay, extended stay at Ranger School. And during this time, we were held in the barracks. We weren't allowed to work out or train. We were pulling security details on Fort Benning, getting ready for the best Ranger course. So BRC, best Ranger course, essentially where these qualified Rangers come out and compete to be deemed the best Ranger. There's a competition, best Ranger competition. And we essentially for these 6 weeks were preparing for this course and this competition, painting fence posts, cleaning out the lakes. I remember one time they put me in these fields, this wooded area, and they told me to pull out every stick that was over a foot long. So that's what I did all day. I just pulled sticks out of the woods for a full day. But for 6 weeks, we were in pretty much like solitude, just pulling details. And then we were allowed to move back into phase one. And at this point, I've been in Ranger School for 9 weeks. 9-10 weeks, and I'm just starting it all over again. So you can imagine this point, you're kind of beat down, but you're motivated to get started again. You want that Ranger tab, you want to pass. So I go through, I pass phase one, then I move up to the mountain phase. And when I get to mountains, fail again, I fail patrols, and I re-enter and I pass. And then I move to the swamps of Florida and I pass my first time go. And I graduated Ranger School in 145 plus days, 4.5 months. If you go straight through, It's a 61-day course, but it took me a little bit longer. I lost a significant amount of weight. I felt like I was in jail, to be honest. But when I graduated, I looked back and it was one of like the best moments of my life. Like graduating from that course, I wish I could relive that moment because it was just one of the happiest days of my life. It just felt, it felt good. It felt great to finally be back in the civilian population, going to restaurants, not being yelled at, being allowed to sleep and eat. It was great. And I quickly realized that that experience would have a lifelong impact on everything I did moving forward. The experience, the perspective that I took away. You know, I've talked to other people that have gone through Ranger School just as long as I have, and they have stories, but the perspective is different. We had the same experience, but the takeaways were different. Where I realized the lessons that I learned there, much deeper than just learning how to go without food and sleep, but learning. I mean, this is one of the greatest schools and opportunities I ever had is because I learned what was required of myself when I am tired, when I'm hungry, when I have to lead and influence others to make the right decision, to follow me, not only when I'm tired and hungry, but when they're tired and hungry. How do you influence and lead people who are tired, hungry, and unmotivated? And I had to learn this. I had to learn this when I was there. And it's funny because when I joined the Army and I was selected as an infantry officer, everyone told me, don't go infantry. There's no applicable skills to the outside world. You'll never find a job. Well, I created my own job, for one, with BPN. But I will tell you, I will be the first person in line to tell you that the things that I learned as an infantry officer are directly applicable to the outside world, to being a leader, to being a manager, to helping people. It's had such a powerful impact on my ability to build a business and lead an organization of people. It's one of those things that whenever people said, don't choose infantry, choose something that's applicable to you after the Army. No, I'll be the first one to tell you, go infantry. Go infantry. That's my biggest recommendation. All branches and all jobs are important and necessary, but I loved my experience as an infantry officer. So the perspectives that I took away from Ranger School have impacted my life up until the point I am right now, and I know they will for the rest of my life. I have stories, I have friendships, I have perspective, I have experience, and it allowed me to mature. You know, the episode before this one that we released, I sat down with Wyatt and we talked all about how experience and perspective come together to build and create maturity. In most cases, there is the exception to the rule where people have a lot of perspective, a lot of experience, and they're still the most immature person in the room. I understand that. But in most cases, I firmly believe that those two things, perspective and experience, build and create wisdom and a mature mindset. So after I graduated Ranger School, I'm on this high in life right now. It's July of 2014. And I had a few more schools to go through before I was able to go to Fort Hood, Texas, my duty assignment. So I finished out airborne school. I finished the Bradley Leader course because at Fort Hood, we were on the Bradley Fighting Vehicle, which was the platform that we used for mechanized infantry. And after that, I packed up my truck again. I packed up my Nissan Titan with the little that I had to my name, which was less than what I started with. And I drove that truck from Fort Benning, Georgia to Fort Hood, Texas. And again, when I arrived at Fort Hood, Texas, I remember I pulled up to my apartment, which at the time I was living in Belton, Texas. I found this brand new apartment, which was in the country of Belton, Texas. It's a more quiet town. It's about 30 minutes from Fort Hood. But from Belton, I had this awesome back road into the back gate of Fort Hood by the airfield. It was a beautiful drive to and from work, surrounded by ranch land and the sunrises and the sunsets and steers and cows and longhorns all over the ranch land. It was beautiful. We would pass Lake Belton on the way in. I loved that drive. But I remember arriving in Texas and pulling up to this apartment. And again, just like when I arrived at Fort Benning, Georgia, I sat in my truck before going in and just like soaked it in real quick, thinking this is that next chapter. This is the moment I've been waiting for. You know, I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm intimidated because I know even closer now I'm about to meet my platoon and I'm about to be given that responsibility of being a platoon leader. And when I arrived in Texas, I just felt at home. Best way to describe it. Where, you know, I'm still in Texas. As many of you know, we're still here. And when I got to Belton, Texas, and I looked around, and I realized where we were at, I thought, this is home. This feels right. You know, it just felt right from the beginning. I was comfortable. And for those first about 3 months of being at Fort Hood, Texas, I was waiting for my unit to come back. They were in Germany on a training rotation, and I was waiting for their return. And once they returned, I was shortly after given the opportunity to be a platoon leader. And I remember the day, I'm like shaking in my boots. I walk from the operations office, which is probably about, half a mile to three quarters of a mile from the operations HQ down to the company area. I was in Bravo Company, 212 Cav, 1st Brigade Combat Team, 1st Cav. And I walked down to that office and I was shaking. I was so nervous. I was nervous because I thought I was about to meet my platoon sergeant and my squad leaders and the soldiers. And I knew these guys had experience. I know a lot of them went to war. They came back from multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, and they saw things that I never did. They had experiences of things that I didn't have. That scared the shit out of me. For the 5 years leading up to this moment, from the day that I arrived at IEP in the Army ROTC department, they told us one day you're going to be walking in to meet your platoon and they're going to expect a lot from you. And I remember walking into that office, and the first thing they did, they looked at my shoulder. They looked to make sure I had my Ranger tab, which I did. That was a check off the block for me. And then I just sat back after meeting everyone, and I just sat back and observed for a little bit. I just watched. And that's what I was told by a lot of mentors early on. Just sit back, observe, don't make any changes for the first couple weeks. Just see where you can help. Watch their rhythm, watch their operation, see how they are interacting with each other. And then slowly let them bring you in. And that's what I did. I sat back, I observed, I watched. I watched the squad leaders work with their team leaders, and their team leaders work with their teams within the squad. I watched my platoon sergeant at the time and how he interacted with the section leaders of the Bradley fighting vehicles and the squad leaders, and how he helped develop and grow these junior non-commissioned officers who would eventually be in his position as a platoon sergeant in an infantry platoon. And I watched this whole thing happen over weeks until I slowly started incorporating myself more. And I realized very early on, again, it's like that same feeling when I got to Texas. I was like, this feels right. I feel like this is where I was supposed to be in my life. And then when I started meeting my platoon and getting involved with the company and the battalion more, I realized this just feels right. This feels like this is where I'm supposed to be in life right now. This is the perfect spot for me. And I learned so much as an infantry platoon leader and working with my squad leaders and team leaders and platoon sergeant and soldiers. Just like there was this brotherhood, there was this camaraderie that I never experienced anywhere else, not even in sports growing up. Like in an infantry company, it was just and is. It's fun. It's the best way to describe it. It was fun every single day. There's pranks being played. There's jokes being made. When it's time to work, it's work. It's the hardest working people I've ever seen in my life. And when it's time to train, you're training. And you're training at 100% effort. But when it's time to chill out a little bit and have some fun, there's also a lot of fun to have as well. And I made some really good friends. I was really good friends with the other platoon leaders in that company. I was great friends with my squad leaders, who I still talk to today, still talk to my platoon sergeant today, and a lot of my soldiers. You know, I talk about them in my book, 25 Hours a Day, about the impact they had on me as a young officer growing up. But the things that I learned from my platoon, the lessons that I learned, the experiences, the perspective that they had on life from things that they experienced and I didn't, that just added to my perspective on things. And when I look back, all these things that I did, these chapters, these next moves, these next pieces, they all kind of led to change my life in a way of where I'm at right now. You know, I think it's safe to say, 100% safe to say, that I wouldn't be here at this moment I'm at in my life being the CEO of Bear Performance Nutrition with an amazing team if it wasn't for me joining the military. The things that I learned, the experiences, the perspective that allowed me to grow up and change my life have put me right here. And I come back to, the things in your past that got you to where you're at are not going to get you to where you want to be. They will always be skills. They will always be in your toolbox. They will always be important. But it's my responsibility and obligation now to learn new skills and develop the necessary requirements to get us as the team, the BPN team, to the next point in life. And that's what that taught me. That changed my life. It taught me so much about chapters and seasons of life, but not dwelling on your successes in the past, but focusing on what you need to do to get to where you want to be in the future. And I had the opportunity to be a platoon leader for over 2 years. Typically, someone's a platoon leader for 9 to 12 months. I was lucky. I got my platoon, and then right before leaving for our rotation in South Korea, I was allowed to stick with that platoon. So I was with that platoon the entire time in South Korea for about 2 years. I was an infantry platoon leader. And most of the guys in the platoon were the same guys. We got some new people. Some people moved on to new duty stations or new assignments, but I was lucky enough to have majority of the same platoon the entire way through. And after my platoon leader time, I went back to the operations office as I started transitioning out of the military. And I'll tell you, when I transitioned out, I was ready because BPN was at a point in life where it was sustainable on its own. You know, up until this point, I was running BPN since 2012, transitioned out of the military 2017. For those 5 years after work, in my free time, whenever I could, I was learning how to build BPN. And by 2017, we got the company to a point where it was sustainable and it was growing. And I could take a small paycheck from it in order to live off of when I left the military. But when I left the military, what I didn't expect to happen was I wanted to go back in. I did. And I thought about it for a long time. And what happened was, and I've talked about this before, but when you're serving in the military, you feel this sense of purpose. Like you're fighting for something, you're fighting for something greater than yourself. This like selfless act. And it feels good. Like it is one of the most purposeful jobs I think you can do. Your service is, man, it's selfless in the military. And when I left, I didn't think I was gonna really miss that because I was so excited to start doing BPN full time. And for a few months, I really struggled with the transition because I was thinking, I left this greater purpose, this thing that's much larger than me. I left it. I felt guilty. I felt bad that I was going to do my own thing with BPN. And I almost walked back into recruiting offices multiple times. Very, very closely. I did. But I didn't. Because what happened was I found that same purpose. I found that same passion with BPN, where we could serve this mission that is greater than ourselves. It's greater than us. It's helping others change their life. It's helping others reach their goals. And I applied those same things that I learned in the military as a platoon leader through these experiences and this perspective. I applied those to building the company that BPN is now today. And that's how joining the Army changed my life. You know, when I graduated high school, when I was in high school and just thinking about the Army ROTC program, I didn't know exactly where it was going to put me. I really didn't. I hoped somewhere good and I hoped somewhere successful, but I knew even at a young age, I knew that the experience that I was going to gain from being in the Army was going to set me up to find what I needed to find in myself and in life to push me forward for that next chapter. And sometimes that's what we need. You know, we need to search out for those really hard things that we know are going to challenge us, that are going to be difficult, but that are going to force us to grow and adapt. And through those experiences and through that perspective, you grow up, you get better, you improve, and you tap into innovative and creative parts of your mind that you never thought existed. So the military, joining the military to this day is one of the best, if not the best decision I've ever made in my life. The impact that it has had has been amazing. It really is. And I owe the Army a lot for what it has taught me. So with that being said, hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. That is another one of the Bear Performance Podcast. The Army changed my life. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bear Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please feel free to leave a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. It helps us to grow and reach more people in hopes of changing lives with the Go One More mindset. Head on over to bpnsups.com for all your health, performance, and nutrition needs. We offer a wide range of products to help you feel and perform at your highest level, built on quality and proven by results without compromise. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bear Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please feel free to leave a review on iTunes or share it with a friend. It helps us to grow and reach more people in hopes of changing lives with the Go One More mindset. Head on over to bpnsups.com for all your health, performance, and nutrition needs. We offer a wide range of products to help you feel and perform at your highest level, built on quality and proven by results without compromise.